Holy Sonnet 14 by John Donne. Batter my heart, three-personed God, for you as yet but knock, breathe, shine, and seek to mend, that I may rise and stand, o'erthrow me, and bend your force to break, blow, burn, and make me new. I, like a usurped town, to another do labor to admit you, but oh, to no end. Reason your viceroy in me, me should defend, but is captived and proves weak or untrue. Yet dearly I love you, and would be loved fain, but am betrothed unto your enemy. Divorce me, untie, or break that knot again. Take me to you, imprison me, for I, except you enthrall me, never shall be free, nor ever chaste, except you ravish me. It just came to me a little earlier today that I had always read this poem, Batter My Heart, Three-Personed God, but that was not a very apt reading. There's no reason to put the emphasis on heart. That's actually a bit of a dodge, one that I would like to think I was doing unconsciously. The whole purpose, of course, is to ask God to batter his heart. And it was just the very strangest thing. I was sitting there at lunch, and as soon as I understood I had never given proper emphasis to batter, I understood that my comprehensive intellectual understanding of this poem, which shouldn't be any great surprise. I've spent many, many years working with this poem. It's one of Donne's most famous poems, and I am purportedly a Renaissance specialist anyway. I realized that that intellectual understanding had, on one level, skirted part of the main issue, despite my having brought the main issue up for class after class after class. So I said, after lunch, I need to do a recording of this poem, and I need to give that first trochee its proper weight. Whether I gave it its proper weight or not, I don't know. But at the very least, I have recorded here something of my incompleteness and my hope and trust that I've gotten a little farther down the road.